Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 133. In this episode, we're going to be talking about a subject that we've been asked to talk about, and it's the best AI page builders for your membership or community website in 2025. AI is the buzzword. We've had ChatGPT-5 recently, last week, released. And there's a number of WordPress plugins and hosting companies building AI in their offering. We're going to look at some of the leaders, some of the best, some of the non-best, and give a honest opinion about which ones you should look at, which ones maybe you should give a pass on. Should be a great show. I've got my ever patient and helpful co-host, the real expert of the show, Kurt. Kurt, would you like to introduce yourself to the listeners and viewers?
Sure thing, Jonathan. My name is Kurt Von Onen. We own an agency here in Hutch, Kansas, called Manana Nomas, and we focus largely on membership and learning websites.
And you also help at WP Tonic, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, WP Tonic and the great folks at Lifter.
Yep. Like I say, we're going to be looking at the best page builders, AI page builders out there. But before we go into the meat and potatoes of this great show, I've got a message from one of our major sponsors. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Hey, running a business is tough. You shouldn't have to worry about your website, too. With Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress, you get lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7 expert support from real humans. Switch to Kinsta and see site speeds improve by up to 200% with effortless migrations and powerful, easy-to-use dashboard. Join over 120,000 other businesses who also trust Kinsta. Get your first month for free at Kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
We're coming back, folks. Want to point out that also we've got a great course done by Kirk himself that shows you how to build a membership website using WordPress, the best WordPress technology in 2025 from beginning to end. It's a great course. It's normally around $49. If you go to the page that I'm just about to tell you, you can get it at half price. And also, you will get a token, a coupon code that will take off 50% of your first year's hosting with WP Tonic. What a deal. To get this deal and other great goodies, all you have to do is go over to wp-tonic.com/deals, wp-tonic.com/deals. Get the course for half price and get your first year's hosting for half price. What a great deal. So I proposed in my show notes, the number one I put, I think we leave that to last because I think that's the best, Kirk, in my opinion. So I want some drama. So I think we leave number one to last. Do you agree, Kirk?
Number one and number two to me are in the same ballpark. But yeah, I agree with you.
All right. Now, let's start with number two, which you quite like. The only thing is, I think it started off with me a little bit confusing because they're calling it Zip WP, aren't they? Not Astra.
I don't think it's theirs. I don't know if it's theirs or if it's a partnership or what it is. I get everything with Astra to me gets lost, Jonathan.
Because, yeah, they've got this, they've done this with a number of, is it under Brainstorm, which is the parent company? Is it under Adam Praisley's setup? You just never know, do you? But I suppose we've lost most of the audience anyway, because does it really matter? Let's get back on track. What do you like about it, even though it's called not Astra, it's called Zip WP?
Well, it's baked into the process, right? So right through your WordPress admin dashboard, you're going to say, I want it with Carter templates. And then it's going to say, Do you want to do AI or do you want to use, you know, stock templates? And then you'll say AI, and then it launches into the ZipWP interface where you basically describe your project. It enhances the description with AI, lets you choose from pictures or upload your own, and then lets you pick a layout, and then lets you specify colors and fonts, and then it builds it.
Yeah. Are they using full site editing?
No. It's Astra is, you know, standard Gutenberg,
right?
You know, just like Cadence. And so it's not full site editing. And I don't know where that is on the roadmap for them. I've never really looked.
No. Well, what about the pricing? Because I looked at some of the others and they charge extra. They give you it's token based. You get so many tokens to start off with. And then if you use them up, you have to buy some more tokens. Others say they're offering it for free, but there must be a limit. Or it's not very clear. I didn't have time to look up the Astra. I was getting there. Do you know they charge extra for tokens?
So when you sign up for ZipWP, you get so many installations or so many things as part of the package, and then you can, you know, upgrade to a pro version or something like that. Now, at our agency, we offer different price buy-ins, different packages for, you know, obviously different clients. And this is one of the tools that's in our belt. We use this quite often.
Yeah. Right, dual. So on to a biggie, Elementor. So they're offering AI. It's Elementor, you know, with AI, isn't it? So all the things that you said with Astra was probably there. I did do a review of it. It's got all the good points of Astra and all the bad points of Astra with AI on top, isn't it?
Elementor is an interesting user interface to me. There are certain elements that they labeled as AI that I really feel are just like access to a library, like access to a container library or access to a pattern library, like the way you would think in like a pattern library in a normal editing situation. But they labeled it AI. And so then I'm like, well, where's the artificial intelligence side of this? But inside Elementor, what I found kind of interesting was when you use ZipWP as a website builder, it's just all ZipWP is doing is building you a starter template, but a starter template based on your information. Whereas Elementor is, you know, step by step leveraging AI tools for different things. And so I can use Elementor to refresh a paragraph. I can use Elementor to rewrite my title. I can use Elementor to bring in a custom image that AI is going to make for me. But to me, that's not really much different than going to Grok and saying, hey, Grok, make me an image of such and such, and then downloading it and putting it in my website. It just seems like for people that are Elementor users, it's all in that screen and everything's happening right there instead of having to outsource to a ChatGPT or Grok or Claude Window.
So they don't give you a kind of, if you want to start a fresh website, they don't give you AI prompts where it asks you.
No, it does. It does. Because remember, Elementor has I don't think they call them starter sites. I think I'm going to make myself look like an idiot here. I think it's in the template section.
Yeah.
What did they call that in that menu of theirs? It's not startup sites. It's called something else.
I haven't looked at it.
But they have those full site templates, and then they have the AI components to reinforce those site templates.
Yeah. So the normal pricing, like with Astra or ZipWP, you got pay per use $99. Or pro, which is $204. Business, that's $408 annually. Plus, you got the token cost. But I don't know what the $9.99 pay per use. I don't quite know that. That's around Astra ZipWP. But with Elementor, you've got the normal prices, which is essential, $60 advance, solo, $84 advance, $99 expert. I don't know how much expert is actually. And then you got on top, I don't know if it's on top or it's a different pricing structure. You got AI starter with 24,000 credits annually for $48 a year or $399 a month. Or AL Power, 50,000 credits, $99 a year or $825 per month. And Visionary, 10,000 credits or charged $192 a year or $15.99 a month. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure if you buy the normal Elementor. It's all a bit confusing because they've got their hosted version, haven't they? And then they've got the plugin, and then they've got other options, haven't they?
Yeah, I was looking at the hosted option versus the, you know, Elementor website builder packages, right, for plugin plans only. And I don't know, maybe this is AI, but like what I'm seeing is reading different than what you just read. So I see the essential plan, the advanced solo plan, the advanced plan, and the expert plan. But it's anywhere from $5 a month to $17 a month. And that would be, I'm assuming, the AI injection in the Elementor above and beyond your existing Elementor plan.
Yeah, you might be right. It's all a bit confusing, but not as confusing as I found some of the other offerings that we're going to be talking about, which was mind-numbing. The whole website I found totally confusing, but we've got that for later. on to the next one. Oh, old friend, lovely people, Divi AI. What can we say about Divi AI, Kurt? I'll let you start that.
I didn't get to use it in anger or really play with it. And I'm going to, man, at the risk of upsetting some people, I don't enjoy working in Divi. It's a difference between a PC and a Mac. I'm a PC person. Other people like Macs. Doesn't mean Macs are bad. People that love them, love them. People that love Divi love Divi. Me personally, I don't get along well with it. So, I didn't really dive into that too much. All the buzz around Divi 5 and then thinking that, that new layer of Divi is coming out with AI on top of it. I'm sure that the people that are in those circles are coming out of their skin with excitement. I'm sure that this is just wonderful. It builds the entire site. So that's one thing. Like I was just talking about Elementor, where it seems more like it's focused on the elements of a site than on the full site. Whereas when we started talking about Astra, that talks about it builds the whole site. Divi builds the whole site, but it also creates any type of web page, and it helps you define like global styles and stuff in the way that it works. So I'm really interested in seeing what people do with it and just how deep the AI really is.
Yeah. Well, seemingly it works with Divi 4 and the new Divi 5. Well, I'm not even sure Divi 5's out of public beta. I just can't get my head around it. But like you say, they've got a very big following, and a lot of those people just love Divi, don't they? I can't get my head around it.
Where I'm getting lost with both Elementor and Divi, and this is going to make me sound like a hypocrite because I just talked about it in Astra. In Astra, when it says choose some pictures, it says upload your own pictures or choose from these stock images. And it goes to these stock image libraries and brings you images. When you are in Elementor and Divi, it's saying that AI is creating the images for you. And I don't know how you feel about this, Jonathan, but my lack of expertise and creativity in the AI space with generating images from scratch, I have always come up with people that have seven fingers, you know, an extra eye in the middle of their head, like,
Like, it just doesn't seem like imagery is where it needs to be yet to put, I'm going to say this delicately, but to put it out for the common user building in this structure. I just don't know that this is the right environment for those tools yet.
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't want to be too negative about Ash, DV.
No, it's people that love it, love it. They absolutely love it.
Yeah. But the thing with Animator, I think sometimes it's a really powerful tool. But it's, to me, it's more like a quasi-professional tool with all the power and options it offers. To me, it's a bit overwhelming to those that just want to build a quick site for their small business, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Now, again, at the risk of becoming the butt of somebody's anger, when I'm in Elementor, that complicated thing that you mentioned, when I'm in the user interface for Elementor, it's like I got to figure something out, and I can play and click around and move. I can generally find what I'm looking for. Might take a little bit, but it's there. And to your point, I mean, it's pretty granular control over the content on the page. And so if there's a control for that item, for that element, I'm going to see it there. When I'm in Divi, they've done such a good job of cleaning the interface and making it look kind of like sterile and easy, like they've tried to make it look easy, that when you try to get that granular control over an element, it can be real confusing on what three-button thing to open up and find what you're looking for. I think the controls are more apparent in Elementor than they are in Divi.
Yeah, could be. Let's move on. Or should I talk about number one? Because these are the plugins. Let's go for it. Let's talk about Cadence. Cadence WPAI. What's its strong points and what's its weaknesses, Kurt?
I'm going to say I I really don't see weaknesses with the way that they've done it. They do a couple of extra things that ZipWP doesn't do. So the format, the user experience is very, very similar. So, you know, what's the name of your project? Give us a paragraph about your project up to so many characters. Then use AI to enhance that description of the project. And so all of that so far sounds the same as ZipWP. But one thing that is different is the next screen in Cadence starts to go into search engine optimization. Hey, let's pick some keywords. Let's inject some keywords into this project for you. And so it starts to give you that extra layer of service in you know, from your AI agent, I guess, helps you build that. And then it goes into select some images, your fonts, your colors, and let's pick the format, right? And then let's build this thing. And it does it, and it does it quickly. And I am not someone that relies heavily on AI for finished product. To me, it's like this is one of the really quickest ways to a first draft. Like it gets, I've always been a fan of Cadence's starter templates. Like I always thought those starter templates were pretty solid, but it was difficult in that, let's say you have a pottery business and then you upload some starter template on yoga. Right. And you're like, well, I like the layout, but now I got to figure out everywhere that it says yoga, I got to change something for a pottery. And it just gets to be too confusing for too many new people. This AI product, it builds the sample product with relevant material. And so it makes the website, I'll steal your word, quasi. It uses it like quasi usable. And it seems like the jump from first draft to production is shortened quite a bit with this AI tool.
Yeah, well, how does it deal with images? Does it kind of use like free image library resources and give you a selection and you can choose? Because I think that was one of the strengths of Ashton's Zip. They seemed to have that.
Yeah, I forget if it's Unsplash or one of those other tie-ins to like Pixels, but it ties into stock imagery. And what do we call that? Royalty-free, right?
Yeah,
so royalty-free stock imagery.
There's so no you won't get a nasty letter from Getty.
Exactly. And what I use it for is clients, especially startup clients. Startup clients generally don't have content ready. Like they think they do, but they don't. They hand you a file or a folder full of stuff. And it's like, this really isn't usable. This isn't web quality stuff. And so what I find is when you use these AI tools, you can select some stock images and put them in as placeholders. And then that gives the client a really good idea, or you, the user that's listening to this and building your own website, gives you the ability to say, oh, that's what I need. Like I noticed all my pictures are like 1:1 aspect ratio. I really need a couple of 16:9s, or I really need a couple of, you know, and then that by using those placeholders, you get an idea of, hey, what's the content that should be in there? I can make that content and replace it.
Yeah. What's the interface like compared to Astra or Elementor or Divi?
I don't know who copied who. I don't know who hired whose staff away, but the interface between Cadence and Astra, well, Cadence and ZipWP is dang near the same thing. I mean, yeah, the text blocks look different, but like the layout and things are very similar. There is a difference in the where you pick the global colors and the fonts. That screen looks different, but functions the same. You know, you click on a font and it changes the font on the sample screen. You click another font, it changes it again. Same with the colors. You know, this is the range of colors for the site for my global color palette, and it just instantly changes in the sample. And then whatever you choose, it writes that, you know, over the whole whatever it's building. And so I think Cadence and Astra are extremely similar in the use case. The only real difference I see is that Cadence gives you a head start on at least thinking, you know, what are keywords for my industry, for my project? And if I were going to move forward with SEO, how would that work? The other thing that ZipWP does that Cadence does not do is at the very end, ZipWP says, did you want to have a shopping cart? Did you want to have social, I don't know, chat? Did you want, there's like four or five things, you know, what are the features you want in the website? And then what it does is it leverages its partners or its intercompany plugins or whatever. It loads that into the site. And I'm saying this because I am not sure if they're partners or because like Shortcart's one of them, Short Triggers.
Yeah, but also I don't think they're doing all that for free. I think they offer free products, don't they? They offer free versions, most of their stuff, don't they?
Yeah. Whereas Cadence, you know, and the infrastructure of Cadence and all the things that they have, their last screen doesn't say, hey, what are these five or six other tools we can front load for you? It just makes the site. And then if you wanted to add, you know, a special form tool or something like that, you would add that plugin and integrate it. Whereas with ZipWP, it'll add Shoreform and automatically integrate that to the contact page.
One thing I noticed with the ZipWP, I don't know if Cadence does the same. It's got some cool wireframing layouts, patterns and whole pages. Do you know if the Cadence have some good wireframing?
Well, this is where I get spoiled. Almost all of the Cadence sites that I use have Cadence Pro. So I'm not sure if it's part of Cadence or if it's part of Cadence Pro, right? But Cadence Pro with Cadence Blocks and all of the, you know, the Cadence suite of things, they have an incredible pattern library, which, you know, you can go in and you can very quickly, let's say you wanted to, you know, I don't know, make a community page or make a, maybe you want to make an archive of custom post types for a certain business category, right? Like I just said something I just said it like it's easy, but that's kind of a complicated thing. In Cadence Pro, you could literally just be like, make a new template page and then go to the pattern library and be like, header, hero, archive block, duplicate that archive block 7 times, bip, 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 pagination at the bottom. And then boom, you know, Bob's your uncle. You got a page done and it's all done with the pattern library, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I think Ben and his team have done a good job on this myself.
Yeah, like I said, I get spoiled because I use Cadence Pro quite a bit and I forget.
And our beloved WP users get it all as part of our bundle, don't they?
Yeah, yeah, it's all in there.
Oh, dear. Yeah, what a package. And the only thing is, when you were saying about the SEO, yeah, it's handy if it like the meta description and the title, but as you know, and I've learned the hard way, that's why I'm always love AI, but also extremely skeptic at the same time. Because as you know, Google thinks AI content is just dirt. If AI was so intelligent and that, Google wouldn't basically, if it finds you're using a lot of AI content. This is a generality, folks. There are people that use AI effectively, but a lot of the time, if you use a lot of AI content and Google's kind of detect that you're doing it, you're not going to do very well in search. You're not going to, they're not going to treat you with a lot of kindness, based on my experience. But it's an ever-changing scenario. Well, we've looked at the kind of like Elementor offers a hosting. Cadence is part of Stellar, which is part of Liquid Web. They offer host. They've now offering a hosted plugin solution. They're all copying me, Kirk. They're all. I started this 2-3 years ago. We're giving a good review. In the second half, we're going to be looking at some of the hosting companies' solutions. Should be a great load of knowledge there. We'll be back in a few moments, folks.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back, folks. But before we go into the second half, we've got another great resource. It's the Membership Machine Show Facebook group. Totally free. I've been on holiday, been moving, and then neglected my posting on there, but I'm getting back into it this week, next week. But it's a great community, totally free. Got any questions that come up during the show, it's a great place to put your questions on there. Me, Kirk, or somebody on the community will probably answer them for you. Like I say, it's a great resource. Go over to Facebook and put in the Membership Machine Show Facebook group and join us there. Right, let's move on. Let's move on to WordPress.com. Their AI tool. I saw Matt Medeiros' review of it as I was doing my research. He's got some other great podcasts, folks, really, but more aimed at the WordPress professional rather than somebody trying to build a membership or community facing website. But he's got a lot of knowledge, and like I say, he's a friend of WP Tonic. So he did a review, and I looked at some and I played around with it. I'm not going to say any more. What did you make of it, Kurt? Well, that says it all, really. He does that when he knows he's got a call with me, folks. He sighs there. No, he doesn't.
It seemed they pitch it like it's magic. I just don't believe the hype. I don't see that it can possibly do or give the results that it is purported to bring. That's a harsh way to say it, right? But
I think that's a very diplomatic. If you Kirk had the pleasure of sampling me this morning when I got a bit agitated. I could be a little bit more direct than that statement, can't I, Kirk?
You can be. You can be. But the idea that it says start with AI and it's like start a landing page for my shoe store, and it's like, bazam, you know, there's your shoe store landing page. I'm like, no, that's not real. Like I said earlier with the making the images in AI, like there are, you got to master using some of these tools. And I think the people that are like stapling AI to these things, they're purporting these projects, these tools as if they're magic, but they're not magical unless you're a magician. Like you got to know how the tricks work, right? Like the girl that
I'm totally 80% of me totally agree with you, but I'm just trying to be the devil's advocate here. But yeah. you could say that about all these tools, can't you? Because we're both very experienced. So I just wondered, you know, if you're using any of them. But I do know where I think you're saying you think it's a little bit more with this particular solution.
I think it's overhyped.
Yeah.
I think it is largely overhyped for what it would possibly do. Now, I got to put my pride in my back pocket, though, Jonathan. We are talking about the people, right? That's, if we think about WordPress, 43% of the internet started with them. It's, you know, Matt's in charge of the thing. I mean, maybe they're so far advanced. Maybe they know so much more than the rest of us because they're so much further up the food chain than the rest of us are, that maybe this product really is that amazing. No. But I just don't see the results of it. And I look
at it. Okay, but they're like, it's okay.
Well, I looked for reviews on it that weren't on the WordPress.com website.
Well, if you'd done YouTube, you should have looked at Matt Medeiros' review. You missed it. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I just didn't see a lot of glowing reviews. Like, it wasn't like, oh, this changed my world. This was amazing. You know, it's. I think it does the job. I think it gives you a good, like I said, for the other tools, gives you a good first draft, let you get started. It's just that when you're in WordPress.com and you're building the kind of sites that you and I focus on, some of the tools don't get like full functionality, or you can't load the plugin or whatever because you're on WordPress.com. So sometimes you're limited by that.
If you're looking for, you know, if you don't need WP Tonic, you've just got a bog standard small business website. I just go with Cadence and maybe their hosted solution. Or ZipWP. I think both of them are much superior than WordPress.com.
Yeah, Cadence is interesting with having the Cadence hosting option.
Well, and
same for Elementor.
Yeah. There's one thing you got to understand here, folks. If you're going with one of these providers, I'm not sure if this applies to the Cadence, but some of the ones that we are going to be talking about, I have some worries about if you ever want to leave their hosting and ever want to migrate the website. Based on my research, you're going to not have a very pleasant experience. So, but we're going to be discussing that in a minute. But it is a concern of mine. On to another one. I didn't have a lot of time to actually look at it. Watched a couple of quick videos. It's Bluehost Solution. They do some very cheap hosting products, don't they? But then they've got the high performance. I don't know exactly what high performance is. But even that, like you got the Pro at $13.95. These are month to month. You got Pro $13.95, Premium $31.99, Advanced $34.99. That seems a very small jump, doesn't it? And then you got Elite at $48. You've got full pricing. I don't know. Have you had time to look at their AI offering at all, Kirk? Or?
Bluehost is one of those like dichotomy kinds of businesses for me, Jonathan, in that, super, super cheap. Like, so you could say super, super cheap, but they also come to market with
jumps in technology sometimes. I say it and sometimes people are surprised, but I was with Bluehost for like 16 years. Like I hosted a ton of startup projects through Bluehost and I found that they were great for running like startup projects or trying new tools or different things because I wasn't spending a bunch of money. I didn't have a bunch of traffic or bandwidth on those sites. And I just really wanted to see how things worked. And in that frame set, that DIY perspective and kind of how I trained myself up in the industry, it was a great tool. And they have some of the best people. Like I love going to WordCamp and meeting the Bluehost people face to face. They have some of the friendliest, nicest people. Their support for me when I was a customer was actually pretty good. But there were things that like when I came up against that wall where things didn't work with Bluehost, it was like, it just doesn't work with Bluehost. That's not going to work. It wasn't like solutions because the budget limited the ability. So that's why I ended up leaving Bluehost over time. I found that when they bring something like an AI tool to the table, it's generally been vetted pretty good internally and they don't give it to the public until it's sharp, it's clean, and it works.
Yeah, I think as of the kind of budget solutions, they're kind of quasar one of the better ones. People always used to rage about SiteGround and say as a budget solution, they were not. I think they've gone downhill quite a bit. They're not so enamored with the WordPress freelancer sub-professional crew. But I think for a certain price point, Bluehost have been a reasonably decent solution. So I agree with you.
What's interesting is when they brag about their AI tools, it's the opposite messaging of what you see on WordPress.com. Like they just simply put in, hey, we give you some AI powered tools, you know, and that to me makes me feel a lot more reasonable in the AI space. Like they have an AI builder, right? But I feel like it's more pitched to people like, hey, you still got to come to the table and build this thing, but we've got some AI assistance for you.
Yeah.
Whereas the marketing, the hype from the WordPress side is like, hey, just give it one or two sentences and bada boom, Bob's your uncle, you got a website. And that to me is just so far beyond reality.
Well, it does do it. It was just that I'm talking about WordPress.com. It does build a website. And Matt Medeiros, it was a plumbing website that he was at sampling. It was okay, but to me, it was pretty rough as well. So, but it's in the eye of the beholder as well, isn't it? Let's go with the big daddy, GoDaddy and Aero. First of all, is it me or their website is a total effing mess? It's the most confusing. They've got so many options, so many things they're doing. I could make head of tail of it.
Nothing says straightforward like a four-column design.
But they've got so many different services and things they're doing. I had to kind of hunt in the footer to find hosting and WordPress or whatever they were doing. And they've got... So that's my initial comment. And then they've got this Aero thing, haven't they, which is their AI solution. Do you know anything about this?
I'm going to sound pretty unprepared for this part of it because yeah. I don't. Yeah. I know that GoDaddy forever was pushing their own web builder, like the GoDaddy website builder. And so I honestly, and this is my own fault, I should have been better prepared. Is Aero part of the website? Is it part of the GoDaddy web builder? Or is it like an addition to WordPress? I really don't even know myself.
Yeah, I couldn't get very effused about it. But I'm a well-known GoDaddy hater. They're not going to ever be sponsoring this show or the other podcasts we do anytime quick. And I don't blame them because I'm not a fan. So, and But basic starts at $7.99, deluxe at $10.99, and then the next one up's $14.99. But at those prices, and I don't know if it's token based. I couldn't work out the Bluehost if it's token based either, and I couldn't really do that with WordPress.com. It's not that clear. I just can't be bothered with go because I've got such bad experiences dealing with them and working with hosting from them that I just can't be bothered.
Yeah, and when I tried to find it on the website, I tried to figure out, because the GoDaddy website builder is $10 a month and then managed hosting for WordPress starts at $8 a month. But I tried to say, like, okay, so where does Arrow come in at? Like, where's...
Yeah, I could work it out. So you're brighter than me, so I was hoping that you could work it out.
No, it wasn't there. And I was like, because the description under Arrow basically just says, yeah, we bundle these 9 essential business tools. I think to be legitimate, I tend to think it's going to be with that website building platform, because if it's WordPress, you have an unlimited number of tools. Like, so I don't know what it is.
Right. On to the next one, TenWeb. TenWeb has had an interesting career in WordPress. For a time, it was on AppSumo, and they were offering unlimited hosting deals, and that didn't exactly pan out with them. Now they've gone big into AI. And I was quite confused with it, the interface and that. And then I looked at quite a few reviews, and then some of the problems reared their head about it. But initially, it seems one of the more superior offerings. Do you know anything about it, and what's your views on it?
I was really interested in how they did their AI, and they really do their best to make it feel like you're building in AI. Like, they make it feel like you're in a Claude window almost. I mean, it's like you're prompting and building the site as you go. I think for a lot of people, and based on something that popped up on my own personal radar just today, I think that there's a market there for that. I think the way that they pitched it, the way that they funneled it, the way they make it, I think there's a market for that in the space today. And this is new feelings for me based on something that happened today. But it doesn't fit me. It doesn't fit me at all. Like, I'm more a hands-on, like, root WordPress kind of person. Like, I want to build this, and here's this section and that section.
Well, you're going to be stuck with them if you ever want to migrate it. They also use a lot of third-party plugins to build the site, and some come from them, other from third parties. It's all jumbled up. But the actual interface and how they do it, it's one of the better worked out interfaces, but I have some major concerns with these people. The AI starter starts at 25, AI premium 36, and they got an ultimate, but somewhere I've lost the price for the ultimate. So I was quite, I am impressed with the interface. And there was quite a few reviews that said, like, you were kind of building it and you lost everything. Everything would go blank. And then if you run up their support wasn't very good support. And I think that also shows up with that's the other thing that you said about Bluehost.
Yeah,
you got reasonable support until you got into more complicated projects, but like GoDaddy and some other hosting providers in the cheaper end, they're notorious about their support, aren't they? And some of the reviews I watched and read about 10Up weren't that great, to be truthful. How true that is, I can't say, because I haven't personally used them, so I'm just going what I read and watched.
Well, I like the interface.
Yeah.
I definitely like the interface. I think what they kind of built there functionally
I think it's something that's intuitive and that people can use pretty quickly. I get lost, and I know that this is going to make me sound silly, right? But let's say I'm a business and I'm just building one site. Like, let's say I'm a client. Like, I could go with WP Tonic. I could go with Bluehost. So I'm open, right? I'm a business owner. I want art, and I get the 10 web and I go, okay, let's say I'm going to sign up and it's going to be $18 a month for AI premium. Cause I want a professional website, right? Cause it says for simple websites or professional websites. So I take the most popular $18 a month. It's going to renew for $36 a month after that, but I'm still DIY, right? I'm still building this for $36 a month. It's not like I have other people helping me. I use AI. I build the thing. When I build the website, let's say it's a fairly static marketing website. Do I still pay $36 a month after I built that thing out? Or do I try to migrate it to some platform that's $7 a month for hosting? And that's where I get lost on all these.
Well, I think they must make it very difficult for you to move off, I would have thought. But I don't know.
I get lost. The whole, like, I'm going to build it with AI. Well, then it's built. So how long do I pay for the AI? Do I pay for the AI forever?
Well, the other thing they were saying is that they're using Elementor to build the actual page builder is Elementor. And they said it's been a bit buggy, the reviews I watched.
It just depends on if there's a major update or not.
Exactly. On to the next one. I always struggle pronouncing these people. Hostinger. How to pronounce it, please?
Hostinger.
Yeah.
I've avoided these people like the plague because, like, premium's $2.99 business. How can you provide the support and all the... Because, you know, it's me saying this, but I'm thinking, Kirk, the amount of support that we offer at WP Tonic, it's semi-ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah. The amount of personalized response that we give, that we help with screen shares and tutorials, and yeah, it's over the top.
You know, I can't, you know, Kirk said I should put my product, but it's such a competitive space. But it's ridiculous the amount of support. How on earth can you provide any kind of reasonable support and quality at $2.99 at free? But let's go back on subject about the AI. Do you know anything about their AI tool?
No. I was going to start out with the same thing that you had talked about. And I realize it's like taboo to say these kinds of things. Like, maybe some people really get upset about it, but it's so far below a standard for pricing that it's too good to be true. Whatever it is, ain't going to work right.
The only one that, and they're not, they're, but Bluehost, compared to a lot of these others, is not cheap. It's medium road, isn't it?
Yeah.
But the, like, I've sampled GoDaddy. I haven't sampled 10 web. I'm just going by online written and YouTube reviews. But I've sampled a lot of these cheaper. Like I say, SiteGround used to be pretty good, and then they went down rapidly, in my opinion. Obviously, these are my opinions, folks. There's a certain price point that you just cannot provide the kind of support and service level that a lot of people require, do they? It's just, you can't do it, can you?
When you go to a premium hosting company and it's like, you can host one website, $35 a month, but, you know, and you go through that and you say, well, what comes with it? What comes with this many PHP workers, this much in RAM, this much in whatever. And then you get to this plan, it says it's $2.99 a month, up to 25 websites, 25 gig of storage. I'm like, wow, like, that's crazy talk, right? And even if it renews at $11 a month after 4 years, it's still like, wow, how in the world could it possibly be? And it would have to be a lack of performance or a lack of support or a lack of something. Something's got a lack.
Yeah. So I'm going to split out the winners into two categories. Let's start off with the web hosting. I know that there's overlap here, so there is overlap, but I kind of see those that offer page builders as a separate plugin and those that just offer it as part of their hosting package. So let's go with what we've dealt in the second half. Well, I don't think there are any great solutions in the second half. I think the one I would be the least worried about is Bluehost. I was initially enamored with 10web because it's a much slicker solution. But after watching and reading the reviews, but like I say, I haven't used it myself, so I am less enamored with it. But I suppose if they've sorted out some of the problems that have been pointed out, it's a slick solution compared to almost all the others, but I just can't at the present moment recommend it. What do you reckon?
I thought the interface on 10web was great. I'd be tempted to give it a spin, to be honest with you, but I don't, from an agency perspective, I need something that I can use and flip to a client, right? And so then that puts me back into where we started out the show. And that puts me on the Cadence or the ZipWP examples.
Oh, well, we're getting there.
Yeah, we're getting there.
So in the second half, there'll be people that just love Elementor AI. But I just think there's two clear winners. That's Astral ZipWP or Cadence. I think you tend to, well, I don't know, actually. I would say go with Cadence WP AI. Which one, if you were pushed, which one would you go with?
It's really hard to say. I've access to both. And I would say on the Manana Nomas side of life, we've predominantly created Astra Pro sites with the Astra. And these are just for our startup clients. It's not for all of our clients. I got to be really clear on the show. I'm not a startup template agency, right? But we have a buy-in product at a budget, and predominantly we use Astra and ZipWP to get those folks launched and to give them something that they can work with. On the WP Tonic side, we predominantly use Cadence in this way. To me, they're incredibly similar. I think I made it very clear on the show. They're almost identical in the user cases. I actually think, for just the site and thinking about the other tools that WP Tonic puts in the package, for that use case, Cadence is definitely the way to go.
I was a bit dismissive of AI because I could see its benefit, but I didn't think it was really much better than a good starter website. But then Kirk kind of said, no, you're not right. It actually does provide a lot of benefits. And then I looked at what Cadence was doing. And to be fair, also ZipWP. And I can see that a client would get a lot of benefit from these solutions. And I personally think Cadence WP have done the best job of all the ones that I've seen. I honestly do believe that. And under Kirk's influence, we're going to be offering that solution, even though we developed some of our own starter websites aimed at membership and community websites. But we're going to offer both solutions and let people decide what they want to do. But yeah, under your influence, you changed my mind on that. So Kirk, what's the best way for people to find out more about you and what you're up to, Kirk?
To connect personally, it would be through LinkedIn. I check LinkedIn frequently, just make a connection and we'll communicate there. I'm the only Kurt Von Onen on LinkedIn. That's easy. For business, Manana Nomas, mananomas.com, X Manana Nomas, Facebook Manana Nomas. It's all there.
That's fantastic. And if you really want to support the podcast, the listeners and those that watch us on the WP Tonic YouTube channel are growing. But if you really want to support the show, can you leave us a review on iTunes or Spotify? If you're using the app on your phone to listen to this podcast, it's really easy to leave a review on both platforms. And it really does mean that new people have the opportunity to see the show. And it just both platforms promote us a lot more. And I think that's been happening because both shows that we do together have been growing recently. So if you could do that, that would be fantastic. We will be back next week with another show to help you build a great membership or community-focused website, mostly on WordPress, but we cover marketing and some of the SaaS solutions as well. We try and provide some value every week. We'll see you soon, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.